What's up, Food Podcast? Happy New Year, everyone. We're back.
Yeah.
2018. Rodrigo Torres right here.
Chilling. What's cracking, dog?
Lisa went away for a while. Look for the guests. The wheel of steel, the engineers over here chilling.
Big air.
What's up, Food? Crackle noise right there, man.
What up? Popping those frequencies.
What up, man? I already broke my New Year resolution.
What happened?
Started smoking weed again. But it was weed from last year, so it don't really count.
Psych. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Upcoming shows. Tonight, we're at Boulder, Colorado at the Boulder Theater, January 5th. That's today, man. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're in Portland, Oregon at Revolution Hall. Haven't been there in years.
Mama Kiki.
And next week, January 12th, sold out, Chicago, Illinois. It's all sold out for the big.
The Shy Dog.
Yeah, man. They might add another show. You never know. Everybody's asking for tickets already. Talking about I met you in Austin.
Damn.
January 13th, New York City at the PlayStation Theater. New York, baby.
Papa.
We're coming. It's Rodrigo Torres. I think Toby Hicks. Me. And Martin Rizzo over there. Looking for victims everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's get one, dog.
Palm Springs, Coachella, California, Spotlight 29, January 20th. Get your tickets, man. This show is going to sell out. January 27th, Tucson, Arizona, at Sahuarita, Arizona, at Desert Diamond Casino. In February, I'm coming back to Naples, Florida, bro. Captain
Brian.
Captain Brian and his cool-ass family, man. Love
the
guy.
Hook.
Off the Hook Comedy Club. Also, I'm coming to the Tachi Casino. It's in Fresno, okay? Tachi Casino. And right after Tachi Casino, Rodrigo, I don't know where we're going to get a flight, but we're going to go to Vegas the next day, and we're going to go to the Treasure Island Casino for one night. Man, we were gonna supposed to be there a day before, but then the Fresno gig showed up, right? So now we're only going to spend there one night. The following night, bro, right after that show, we're going to go do a show in Washington, Rochester, Washington, at the Lucky Eagle Casino. Anybody in that area, we're going to be at Lucky Eagle Casino. Lots more dates. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour for all shows, dates, and ticket links. Also, look out for me in this month. I'm going to be a guest star on Superstore on NBC with America Ferrara. I'm in two more episodes, so I don't know if they'll both come out in the same month. But I just got an email, bro, to make room because I'm going to be another episode.
Fuck yeah,
I'm going to shoot third episode.
That's what's up, dog.
Yeah, man. So
congrats, eh?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I got to – they give me – Hollywood gives me just enough work to keep my dental plan.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
That's what I want to do, man. I think Ronnie Dangerfield, I heard that, and a lot of the old the old comics who work, they would give their homies a little spot in a movie, bro, so they can just keep their dental.
A little sad going, insurance?
Yeah.
Yo, man. I got a question for you. What's the guy on your T-shirt?
You guys are watching, man. The guy on my T-shirt is Louis Guzman, bro.
Oh, my God, fool. You guys made it or you bought it?
He gave it to me.
Shut up,
he mailed that shit to me.
Dude, that is tight.
Yeah, in high school, bro.
Oh, my God.
He was gangbanging, bro.
Yo, a Puerto Rican aborigine.
Oh,
damn, dog. That's a badass shirt.
Just added to the New York show, bro. Louis Guzman.
Yo, I'm going to be there. Low East Side representing.
So he's going to help us out, man, because we're trying to move tickets, man. So if anybody out there, man, spread the word, man. We need people to go to New York City. We're having a tough time selling tickets. Also.
What's up?
Let me see here, man. I'm going to need a flashlight for this.
Hang on. Let me get it for you.
We have here, thank you, brother.
Yeah, man. Hey, dog. I'm at episode 7 of the first season.
Of Chapo?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't watched one.
Deadly, huh? He's already in prison?
They got him. They barely got him.
Hey,
the
bro.
First time.
How about that dirty-ass politician that always
that
been
sneaky fool that was bringing the shoes in the first episode? The
oh,
black
dude.
Hair.
He's it in part two, and I looked him up in real life. He's always got a job inside, bro, because he's always been like the guy in between the cartels and the president.
Top advisor, huh?
But he goes. These guy. He tells the guy later on, "There's no way we're not gonna get rid of a $50 billion business.
Oh, hell yeah.
He goes, they're going to go away. He goes, no matter who you lock up, there's going to be new guys. But we could control them. We could control them from getting so high. So that's what they had a big-ass deal, bro, with El Señor de los Cielos.
I was tripping.
He reigned supreme for how many years?
Yeah, that Amado dude.
Yeah.
For days.
But it wasn't until the other dude started getting too much money. He let the, what happened with him, I don't want to, he let certain cartels get too big, bro.
Yeah, but what happened was there was only one cartel when he was done, when he finally got locked up.
The Guadalajara.
And they split up the routes and all that shit. You know, they started, you know, Juarez, TJ, all that shit. And the Acevedo, those are the Arellano Felix brothers, right? They just changed the name, huh?
They changed the name, bro, so we won't get killed.
Yeah, dude, I think it's a good-ass show, dog.
He's a good actor, that guy, huh?
Oh, dude.
He came out of nowhere.
Perfect little profile, too, huh?
Hell yeah,
whoever casted him?
Yeah, you saw I gotta watch season one again.
And then it goes from Salinas, dude, because you had, like, you know, Salinas presidency, Cedillo. Who's that ball fool with Pan that was just... Felipe Calderon, and now you have Peña Nieto, dude. That's a lot of years, dog.
Man, how much money do you think that little fool that used to shine shoes got, bro?
Nasty.
Nasty, bro.
Oh, dude.
He probably has money hidden, huh?
Hey, isn't that crazy how he set up that general, dog, Blanco? How when he made up that story, he did it with that reporter lady.
Then he go kill her.
Huh? Yeah, dog. That fool was pissed that he lost his job. Hey, but he fucked up. He hired that little fool.
He's an idiot, bro.
He was sneaky since the beginning when they got that governor from Guadalajara, right?
Fool, how about when El Chapo went all the way to fucking make that deal with Pablo Escobar,
hey,
bro?
Hey, dog. Dude, that was badass, too. He had balls. That 48 fool, hours, 2 days.
Remember that fool that he knew, Güero?
Yeah, yeah.
He shows up in Narcos. That guy is, he's one of his, he ended up being one of Chapo's main sicarios.
Really?
Yeah.
Originally,
yeah. So to know that guy Güero means you're in.
Yeah, and you know what's badass, dude? I thought he was a better Pablo than in Narcos.
And I was fucked up how when that fool killed everybody that fucking dug that tunnel, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That fool was all hot, okay, sweating, eating tortas, bro.
Oh, they just got paid, fool.
That really happened, huh?
Oh, yeah, dog.
But that's fucked up, though, huh?
It's fucking jacked up. But the thing is, people talk, fool. That's high-tech shit, dog.
They knew the fool were going to talk, huh?
Yeah, you're going to tell somebody, dude, a pariente or something. You know that shit's going to get out. But how about when they killed homeboy's family, dog?
No, that was fucked up.
Hey, but you know what was more fucked up to me? The chick cheating on his ass, dog, with that fool, dog.
But she's stupid-ass chick.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, but how fucking... How strategic was that, bro, to plan it out? This is how we're going to fuck you over. We're going to get a guy that's going to make your chick fall in love with him. And later on, we're all going to get together and move out with you and your family. I'm going to poison your kids, throw them over a bridge, and then kill your wife.
Yeah, dude.
He got that fool good, though.
Yeah, that's a Señor de los Cielos little work, huh?
Was that his work?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, fool.
Because it looked like it was work from somebody else.
No, it's not.
Tijuana cartel.
Yeah, those brothers. But that fool always wanted Chapo dead. He started hating since he did that 48-hour run of the cocaine in 2 days, dog.
Serious. Man, but when you watch El Chapo, the show, a lot of the stuff that happened, I read in books, so it's really based on reporters and witnesses and people who confidential informants.
It was just all the stuff that we find out after the facts. It's history, basically, now.
You think of Mexico like a little embarrassed that this is out there?
Yeah, I think so.
And the DEA?
I think so, too, dog. Even though, dude, that crooked DEA fool, they stopped that fool when he was trying to make that 48-hour run, but he ended up paying him off again. It's like, dude, all the money, hey, dog. How about the money that got rotted out in Guatemala, fool?
Millions, huh?
Oh, my. Didn't they have 15 stacked in there, dude? God damn, dude. But, yeah, it's all embarrassing.
I got 20 bucks, bro. I'm sad.
Dude.
What's up, fool? A little crackling noise here. We went to
at the highest.
Happy
possible.
New Year, man. We were at. Did you have a happy Christmas?
Yeah, it was cool, dog.
Yeah, it was good.
In this country, we say Merry.
Happy holidays.
Oh, that was funny, man.
I say that to people when they say that.
Next time somebody tells me, next year, when somebody tells me, we could say Merry now, I'm going to say, listen, motherfucker, who in the fuck told you can't say Merry? And bring him to me so I can fucking kick his ass.
It's my mother's name.
I don't know, man. I'm not gonna.
I'm doing the line from 48 Hours.
I know that, okay. But I know that. I know that.
In this country, we
people don't know that, but 48 Hours is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it man. Is. Merry New Year! In this country, we say happy. Oh, thank you for correcting me. Merry Christmas.
It's like, what is it, in a handbook somewhere?
That guy's a good actor, though.
Dude, that feels badass.
That Paul Gleason guy?
Paul Gleason, that's
and
right.
And how was your Christmas?
It was good, bro. I got everything. I got more sweats.
I got another tracksuit. It's hard, getting hard to find OG tracksuit.
It's hard to find OG tracksuit with a zipper
Adidas,
back.
Yeah.
A zipper butt.
You like it with that design on the chest, or you like the little leaf better?
I like the leaf, dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, at least I got the leaf.
The leaf is cool, man.
I got
that's
the velvet one on.
I turned down to buy a tracksuit because it didn't have a leaf.
See, I forget that my blue tracksuit doesn't have the leaf, but yeah, people want the leaf, bro.
At least
it's hard,
that's
it's hard to find that. It's hard to find the regular pants because I had to get you breakaway warm-up
pants.
Yeah,
I got breakaways.
Like basketball players.
But my purple one doesn't have, the new one doesn't have the leaf, huh?
I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
I think it does.
Wow. Still haven't even found those trios.
Yeah, man.
Christmas was cool.
I got that, and you got me that scarf, which I'm going to wear when it's cold in Boulder.
It's going to be cold this weekend for you guys.
It's cold, man.
And then next week in Chicago, it's already like 11 or something like that, and then it's getting colder.
Man, we're going to get there in Boulder and Denver tomorrow. Actually, we got here in Denver in a car service, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Did you get what you wanted? What'd you buy your lady for Christmas?
Makeup gift certificates.
You're the gift certificate, man.
I just think it's better that way. That way you can go over there and crawl and get whatever you want, dude. You know, it's cool to get little gifts, though, but, I mean, that way you can, you know, customize your little
store Lisa run. Perfume, bro. She can smell nice.
Finally.
Finally she can smell nice.
I got perfume, too, dude.
It's funny.
Or perfume cologne.
I want to get, these days, the older I get, like, I want domestic stuff. I want cooking utensils and pots and pans and stuff like that, and I want bath, you know, products and bubble bath and stuff. But these guys don't get that for me.
She's blind, bro. I got her that.
This year you did.
Got her foot scrubs. Bro.
This year you did.
Work that heel. got a pumice rock.
A little pumice stone.
Sandblaster.
Man, Lisa be scraping her heels, bro. And the bottom, it looked like a sawdust, bro.
That's what it looks like, dog. I mean, I've never seen it, but I mean, not never done it, but I've seen it.
I've done it, bro. Like one time, the first time I ever rubbed my heels, man, bro.
Sawdust or what?
Bro, I could
bark
I was cutting my coat with it, bro.
Ugh, dude, imagine starting that nasty ass shit, dude.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, ugh. Man. I wonder how many people really, really got tore up on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's, I got pretty drunk, dude.
Yeah?
3 bottles, dog.
What'd you guys do after the Raider game? You went?
No, I don't give a shit. I'm cool, dog.
Fool. It took us 3 hours to get home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about
what
that.
Happened, fool?
We left early, right?
Right, right.
When we got out, we couldn't get no
signal.
No signal.
You're lying.
And not just no signal. Like, nothing would open.
No
like,
internet.
The apps wouldn't even open.
Do you think it does it because of that stadium?
It
or
might.
What?
I don't know if they blocked it in there, but you guys had no problem with internet
inside,
access
it was fine.
Inside.
It was just slow.
But when we were walking out, I was looking up Lyft, and I was like, well, let's find a good place to stop. But there's a lot there, I guess, but we didn't know there was a lot. So we kept walking down, but everybody's walking down away from the stadium. And then we noticed we couldn't open our Lyft app. It just wouldn't open.
Damn.
And then we finally got it open, then it wouldn't find any directions anywhere. It wouldn't
where
like where destination or where we were. So we kept walking down the street. But then we noticed a lot of people were looking at their phones like, you
same
know,
issue.
And like same issue. And then not even on our network. Somebody was on AT&T or whatever. So we're all at the Wells Fargo trying to get picked up, all these people. And nobody had service.
Oh, my God.
So finally, we kept walking further. Felipe's niece was like, we'll drive you to wherever you want to go. Like we had her take us to Boyle Heights and we caught the lift there. But if it hadn't been for them, it wouldn't have taken us forever. That was like an hour.
An hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, the real Pat, when you and your girlfriend came out?
Yeah, but I got a parking spot on the street, so we just walked over there, hopped in the car, went to Chili's, ate,
nice.
Chilled out, And then I went to Target, went to Best Buy, and then, like, you know.
New Year's Eve?
We were going to go to the big party. And then,
why didn't
you
go? Just because we didn't go?
Yeah, I was just like, man, fuck all that then. Dude, even the little guy called me, what's up? Let's go over there. And I was like, oh, he's not going to go. I don't want to go, too. And then just went to Riverside, dude, and just got blasted, dog. And that was it, man. I hung over for, like, a day and a half.
I guess I was too tired, but I passed out. They didn't wake up.
Did those edibles hit you?
I guess. Late.
Yeah? Dude, they hit me later, too, dog.
2 hours later, huh?
Yeah, I had to take a little nap, dude, in the car, dude.
But you're talking about the gummy ones?
Yeah. Yeah, he likes 8.
It's like she's going to go. 8?
Yeah.
Isn't each of those a dose?
I don't know, I guess.
Oh, damn.
At first, I thought it was just giving me, like, man, sour gummies.
We got like good 4 seats. We were right by the touchdown, you know, by the pole. But the sad thing is the Chargers kept scoring, and every time they scored, the cannon went off right in front of us, scared the shit out of us.
Dude, my left ear is still fucked up from that, dude.
Then Dave Roberts punk ass shows up wearing a Charger jersey.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
dude.
He got booed in L.A.
Booed,
dude. What are you wearing that fucking?
There was
punk
so many Raiders
for?
Fans, bro.
Oh, dude, it was like a home Raider game.
It was like a family reunion for L.A. Raider fans.
Yeah, dude.
There was a guy there who looked like Ivan, bro.
That fool that wanted to keep on sitting down next to you?
He was loaded, huh?
Oh, dude.
Everyone was loaded, huh?
Dude, there was a lot of fools fucked up, dog.
I'm glad there were no fights.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. There was a lot of arguments, I see.
A lot of arguing there.
Yeah.
A lot of talking shit.
Nobody threw down, fool.
How about that drunk white lady, bro?
Oh, dude. Flipped off that fool. Oh, my God, dude. That shit was hilarious. Her husband stopped her ass, dog.
She was loaded. She was not ready to sit next to a bunch of Raider fans, huh?
Hell no. But, you know, she stood her ground.
Newsies showed up, bro.
We got a new outfit over here.
I got my new jacket.
Fucking paperboy, dog.
You know what, dude? I got this at a thrift store. You know what I mean? This is in Portland, dude.
I can tell, dog.
but listen, I found
it. Not fooling nobody.
I found another hat store, brand new, exact same one, for twice the price. So what do you know?
What's up, boo? What's up, everybody? Oh, man. A fresh new year has begun. And if you're setting new goals for your business, it's extremely difficult to reach them without the right people on your team. And ZipRecruiter has transformed how you can go about finding them. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidate and invite them to apply. No wonder 80% of employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. They even review every application to identify top candidates, so you never miss a great match. So sometimes fools be lying, huh, bro?
Nah, hell yeah.
No, I lied.
I never did.
I lied at jobs, bro. I said I knew how to drive a forklift. Fool, when I get there, it's a stand-up forklift.
Oh, shit.
I thought it would be a sit-down one. Fool, I knocked down a whole rack.
You're lying,
the
fool.
Little thing, that guy, bro, I think he wanted to beat me up.
And what happened, fool?
Fool, little by little, he tried to get me to quit, bro, by giving me other odd job. Like, one time he gave me an axe to go chop down a tree.
Shut the fucking logjammer, dog.
I told him, man, you know I've never done this, right?
That's crazy, serious, huh? Fool? See, thank God there was no ZipRecruiter back then, though.
There wasn't, bro. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/foo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/foo. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/foo. I think Mondo should call him.
ZipRecruiter, eh?
Do they hire cousins?
Well, he hired his nephew back.
Lisa had a funny-ass story, bro.
What happened?
She used to work on human resource, hiring people.
Oh, the shit you seen.
I was a temp recruiter.
How did you zip through them, like ZipRecruiter? Like, how did you zip? Like, how did you know which ones were
qualified?
By their handwriting? Did you go by their handwriting?
No, first we had a keyword filter at our job. So when emails would come in.
And they wrote, fool, I'm done.
No, we had a keyword filter for certain skills, right? But then you just kind of get a sense of how professional they are, you know, from how they how their resume is formatted and how it's done. Now, they could have gone to a resume service, so, you know, but you choose the ones that look the best. First of all, if you've got an email that's like, I remember the funniest email I remember. You have to have a different email address or something that's professional, or your name or whatever as your email address. Because there are a lot of people who don't.
But Lakers 05 didn't get hired.
I had one that was, her email was Big Butt and Sexy.
Oh, my God. Did you call her?
No.
She was qualified.
That's what I'm saying, huh?
She had like 9,000 followers.
It was Big Butt and Sexy at Yahoo or something.
Is she no computer?
I don't know. But this was a tech firm that I was recruiting for. So
she could have that email
when
you hired her.
First, that was the first screening was the resume. Then we'd call them for a phone screening. So if they had a good phone voice, they had, you know, they were personable and well-spoken, then we'd bring them in for an interview. If there are flags on the phone call, like they just don't know how to answer certain things, or they can't formulate a sentence, or whatever it might
computer.
Be. I know computer, which I got from one woman. I know computer. She was
from Brooklyn.
This is in New York.
She was from Brooklyn.
She was from Staten Island.
She was from Staten Island, bro. Tell her she's saying.
I know computer. Because I was like,
computer.
Because I was like, what does that mean?
Computer, right?
But we hired like.
Did you say, is this Rosie Perez?
Come on, Mookie. But no, they
give
would.
Us a Rosie Perez.
No,
come on.
I do Rosie Perez impersonation. But I'm not gonna do it
right now. Our
I just did. I already did just now. The Mookie.
No, more.
No.
Can't stand that lady.
I thought she was awesome, and white man can't jump. Come on.
Anyway, but no, then we'd bring them in for an interview in person, and then. But in addition to the interview, we had to test them. They had to actually make. I recruited for a bunch of word processing centers in investment banks and law firms in New York City. That was the first thing. Then later on, when I was doing permanent staffing, I was staffing help desk people and IT and network designers and all these people. So that was a little harder. You can't really test on that. You have to go on referrals and how they are in the interview. You have to speak the lingo. But the ones that you'd bring in and test, they were doing like word processing. So they had to create documents and spreadsheets and everything from scratch. And so then you could see how they formatted them, how they built them. So there really is no fudging on that test.
So ZipRecruiter, basically, they got rid of the people who were like out there chasing out businesses for work, huh?
Yeah, but also they simplified it because you don't have to have a separate software anymore at the workplace to pull in like keywords and look for resumes online, and because that was a software that you used to have to buy at first. Now it's just a subscription service, and they weed out all the
they do all that work for.
Yeah.
When I was working at Wackenhut Securities,
you were kind of a temp. Well, you were a staffer. You didn't do recruiting.
I moved up
right?
to dispatch, bro. Yeah. And one thing I was so bored. I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's Day. One of those days where nobody was working, bro. I went to the files, bro, to find out, like, the hirees. Man, we're talking about, man.
You looked at personnel files?
Yeah. No, not personnel. The files that were coming in for the resumes, the applications, bro. And, man, some of these guys go all out, man. Some of these guys came with videos.
Like FaceTime.
This Dwight Schrute here, bro.
Like it's a dating site.
No, for real. Like, this guy, one guy. This is for a security guard, you know, with a gun at the jewelry mart. You know,
so you have so to have
we had a lot of, we had a lot of like off-duty police officers, LAPD officers that worked for us that were working,
like moonlighting.
Moonlighting, you know, within the jewelry store. But all they do was like walk in with a guy with their jewels, and then walk out with them. That was it. That was their jobs.
Little escort.
But we always needed those guys. So I'm looking at the application. Some of these guys busted out three photos, bro. And they buy tens, bro. How he looks. And then one with no t-shirt, bro. And one choking somebody out.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Don't grab the jewels.
Tacticals, you know, places he's been to.
SWAT.
Everything, bro. And I'm thinking, man. And I was going through everything. Everything is nice. Why didn't this guy get hired? He must be crazy.
He's too crazy. That's like that observe and report. Like you
too
would,
hardcore.
Yeah, you'd look at some of those things and just go, no, this guy's, he's highlighting way too much like military style stuff, and he wants to be a security guard. He can't be a cop.
I know, like he listed everything, man. Like him at, like everything, man. Like he was, this is my hobbies, bro, and places I've been, all kinds of stuff.
Sniper skills and shit.
You never got 8x10s from people?
Never. And that's not appropriate to send or ask for either. You're not supposed to know what the person
you,
looks
well,
like.
You got hired by sending Mando a video of him smashing a rose with his foot.
It was nothing. It was all, hey, you want a job? Yeah, all right, I'll see you on Monday. I hired for the air conditioning company. And the boss said, one thing, they have to have teeth. that was his own rule. He's off. They can sell. I don't care. No felonies, and they have to have teeth.
Now, you're not supposed to know what they look like before they come in the door, because a lot of people would get weeded out that way, not just by looks, but also you could, you know,
you think
be
anybody
prejudiced
got
and
weeded
that sort
out
of thing.
By their first name, like his name was
yes.
Mookie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. Huh?
I don't know about that, but like I think there is profiling when people look at resumes and stuff, and they
Timonious Turner.
They see certain names, whether it's something like that, or you know, an Indian name, or Chinese name, or Latino, you know,
well,
sort of Spanish
or long
name.
Latino name, bro. Refugio de la Fuente Palos. We have our guest here, man, all the way from
Montebello.
Montebello.
Yeah. Born and raised, right?
Born and raised.
I thought you were from the valley.
No, dog, from Montebello, dog.
So you went to Montebello High School.
Montebello High School. What? I went to Greenwood Elementary, went to MOI, and then Montebello High School.
Now people need to know your birthday, bro. They go to your identity, bro. Figure out your password. That's why I sign. People have me to sign stuff for them, but I always sign it different now, bro.
Your signature is always different.
Like, I know when I sign a T-shirt now, I make an F, and then I write my name.
Oh, like a printed F?
Yeah.
Because
Then later on, bro, people thought, you know, I've been watching too much Forensic Files, bro.
This is making you paranoid.
I saw
though.
A crazy one last night, bro. I was thinking about hiring a handyman, but now I'm thinking, oh, fuck that, eh? That motherfucker kills me, lives in my house, signing checks in my name.
What the fuck?
That's what happened last night.
Yeah, I traveled that shit,
Forensic Files.
Dude.
This fucking handyman, bro.
What happened? What did he do, fool?
First of all, they don't know he killed them.
Is your signature the same from your checks to your actual signature for the people, your fans?
I don't know.
Fucking this fool over here fucking sipping out clues, dog.
You know what I mean? Sometimes people do that. They forget to change it.
I see people who just do like shit like this.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
George Lopez, I think he writes all his jokes in freestyle, freehand,
shorthand,
for people who won't steal them, but make
shorthand.
Them memes.
So what happened with the handyman dog?
What's up, oh man? So
they
found
story.
This guy dead. Of course, well, they don't know he was dead.
He was missing,
you know. But
the homeowner,
yeah, mm-hmm. homeowner. But he kept sending his daughter's niece, his granddaughter's birthday card with money in it. But then somehow the daughter started noticing that. The card got less sentimental.
Yeah, the tone changed.
The tone changed, bro.
Fool started partying with the money, dog.
No. Yeah, so he couldn't fucking keep the letters going, dog.
Really?
Yeah,
nothing to talk about?
No. He was faking his signature and everything. So it went from, oh, I hope you have a nice birthday, blah, 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 to have a good one, whatever. But the daughter noticed that the signature was different, right? So they started investigating, bro, and they went to the house, searched. It would look empty. But then the cop, the fucking Mexican cop who looked like fucking human.
Shit all
fat.
Dog.
He goes like this. He looks like Mando, too. He goes like this. He goes, I went back because when I saw the video, I noticed that the rug was taped to the ground. Like, if I were to do that, my wife would kill me.
So yeah, that rug was
he went
glued.
Over there back. He ripped the rug off. And there was blood, dog. And it was a bullet hole. And that fool shot the owner and then buried him under the house. Under the house. And then was signing out, living there, bro, like chilling. Like it was a fucking comedy condo, bro. And he was signing his checks, going to the ATM. But this is how he fucked up, bro. He was taking out $6,000. From that fool's checking account and then putting it in his house.
The exact amount.
That amount the same day in his account. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So at the end, he said, listen, man, I was hired by another guy.
It was a conspiracy.
I was hired by another guy to take care of this guy's account. And they go, but why did you take the money? Oh, I took the money out and put it in my account so I could pay his bills with my checks. So in the end, they said, fuck all that, dude.
Oh,
they
God.
Fucking sent that fool. And that fool, they searched his house. He had a fucking .22 with a silencer.
The same bullet that went into the
floor?
No,
it didn't match. It didn't match.
Damn.
So that guy said that silencers are banned in America or California because they can't trace the bullet no more once it leads.
Barrel.
Yeah, bad barrel.
It affects the bullet.
The ballistics. Mm-hmm. I thought because it was quiet.
Well, that should be why.
So
okay, you could kill a fool at Starbucks so with a silencer.
In court,
right?
In court, that fool said, "Come on, man."
Oh, they started laughing about the jerk.
It wasn't me, fool. So they brought in a fucking DNA motherfucker, and they fucking checked all the stamps, and it was saliva, dog.
The stamps and the cards, there was the saliva on the cards.
Well, I would have been using the dog. Fool.
And Lisa, dude, the murderer, Lisa, the murderer over here said, I would have put sponge.
The murderer, fool.
I would have put those stamps with sponge and water.
Just put on water.
And you don't
hey,
want to.
Like, you wouldn't sleep with one eye that night, huh, fool?
Zapato Loretta Zorro Z.
Hey, yeah, right? Exactly. And you don't want to lick the stamps anyway. Do you know what? There's rat poop on that shit.
Yeah, that glue used to be made with horse.
You would have died like George Costanza's fiance. Bro.
You gonna introduce a guest?
Yeah, we are. Are we saying Z? Ladies and gentlemen,
Z.
If they could ever get comedians, if they ever would have put shoulder rubbing as sexual harassment, this guy would be assaulted.
if shoulder rubbings
on waitresses would have been against the law, our next comedian would have got arrested with Joey Medina.
No, I'm not that bad.
Oh, but you are bad, huh?
No.
Joey
Medina is the worst. He's the king.
That's where you learned it.
Yeah. He's the only guy going through puberty at 55. You know what I mean?
Joey's a kissing bandit.
Like a combat
really
groper over
Joey's
here.
Joey's a kissing bandit.
Hey, mija.
You cannot escape a kiss.
When did you meet Robert Zapata?
I met him at the Wild Coyote, dude.
When?
Well, it was called Tortillas back then.
Really?
2002
when I came in.
Yeah.
I met him.
I met you. Where did I meet you?
I think I met you at one of Rick Martinez's shows, probably.
Yeah.
At the bowling alley.
That's right, over there in the Downey.
When I was recording all our sets without us knowing.
I know. He quit comedy. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, last time I seen him about a year ago, he's telling me he was on that route.
Oh, really? He was about to quit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess who became a born-again Christian?
Who? Another one?
Sean Dizzle.
Are you serious?
Born
it's always
Sean Dizzle.
It's always fools that hang out with strippers and do cocaine that turns into
San Jose.
I think he saw how deep things were getting.
By the way, Sean Dizzle was the original Chicano's Kings of Comedy, right? What was his show?
Chicano Kings of Comedy.
He's the one that brought Frankie Quinones. Mm-hmm. When I first met him, I think Marcelo. Not, I don't think Marcelo ever did shows.
She might not have been. I'm not. She was on one Wednesday night thing that you did.
And San Jose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And then Robert Zapata. I met him at Rick Martinez's show, bro. And then I used to run into him a lot at Wild Coyotes, the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
And
This was like I started, and I started. I attempted to do comedy.
How'd you get started? What was the scene like when you got started,
dude? There was not that many comedians. That number one. Now there's a gazillion of them.
Would you start on a fucking island, bro?
No, I'm just saying, like, not everybody. Everybody's coming out. No, this is '97 when I started.
You started in '97. Yeah. I started in '97.
Yeah, 95. I mean, I went to the open mic scene.
Did you go to Waldo's?
LA Cabaret? Remember that place?
Yeah, that guy was an asshole.
Yeah, LA Cabaret.
But that was LA Cabaret before the next owner owned it, huh?
I don't know. I just remember doing an open mic there one time.
You have to know that LA Cabaret was almost like Flappers.
Yeah, it's like Flappers.
Because they had a bar comedy show and they had a main room that was empty.
And so then I did...
LA Cabaret.
I did the freaking the show that Jeff Garcia used to do back in the day.
Which one?
Which one's that, Doc?
Hey, Doc, what's up, Doc? Say 50,000, Doc, one day. What you call it?
True story, true comment. Hey. What the fuck you do, fucker? Hey, making $50?
No, that Safari Bar.
Damn.
Oh, you did that full show? Yeah. The first time I came out to L.A.,
yeah.
he stopped that show the week before because Noe Gonzalez, hey, bro, go over there and go to Safari Bar, bro. Because I went to a Mencia show and I was like, how can I get started in comedy? Mencia said, you want an autograph or not? You're starting to bug me right now.
What?
And then fucking Noe was right behind him, dude.
Really?
My homie Justin Phillips was with me. He's like, man, fuck that motherfucker. Let's go fuck him up. I'm like, nah, dude. I don't need no problem starting out in the game, dog. Dude, fuck that fool. And then Noe's all comes back. Hey, what's up, bro? You can't hire me, bro. Hey, just go to the Safari Bar, bro. Jeff Garcia's there, bro. He'll pull you up, dude. I don't know, man. He's having a bad night, dog. You're starting to bug.
I went
right
to the Safari Bar after the devil lost it, bro.
So who had it after?
Whoever had it after had it for a little while. Then the comedy disappeared from that place.
Oh, okay.
But I went there.
It was always packed on Wednesday nights.
I heard that was the place to be, dog.
I went there because I couldn't go on with her on Wednesday night because I had my room on Wednesday night.
You guys had two rooms at that night, right?
We had the Wild Coyotes and we had Daily Planet and Downey.
Oh, I remember the Daily Planet. Holy shit, that goes way back, dude.
The Denny's now.
Wild Coyotes, that was a place that you had to be funny, dog. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, they'll fucking.
Hey, fool. This fool used to bomb in front of his high school friends. I'm like, dude, that guy always sucked, man. Fuck that guy, dog. That fool's a rapist, eh? Hey, you know how it was, dude.
Being heckled by a math teacher at Wild Coyotes.
But you know what? Willie, the bartender, told me, he said, "Hey, bro, hey, I remember back in the day when you used to suck, bro, but at least you sucked on your own material." I wasn't a hack, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's better to die with dignity, dog.
Yeah,
bro. Nobody's gonna steal that fucking swinging solo.
Hey, fool.
I can't even do that shit anymore, dog.
Fool, we did a show with this motherfucker at the J Spot, right? It was me, Chepo.
J Spot,
fool.
Damn.
We all bombed, fool. We're all talking shit. Dude, this motherfucker's gonna go up there and eat it. Dude, this fool killed with the cholo swing. We're fucking hating, dog. Hey, fuck J Spot, dude. Fucking Jay was there that night. He's all, "Come here, little motherfucker. You can't be going up there with theories. You good, motherfucker, but you died out." He points at me, dog. "I don't know what the fuck you did, but you did something."
That's a comedian now.
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown.
Brown.
Hey, fool, and I'm going to watch out that now. That fool gave me a sweater, dog. I'm a fan. He's like, that fool's all, "You got potential."
I love J. Anthony Brown because when his J Spot room started, it was a little slow, right?
A little slow.
Okay. Because I met J. Anthony Brown on the phone at when I was on the that show, that's the syndicated show. The Fly Jock.
Oh, okay.
Tom Joyner.
He was his co-host.
He was a co-host, and when I was doing an interview, and J. Anthony Brown, you know Felipe? Hey, Felipe! Imagine what I say, man. I've always been a big fan of you, man. I think you're so hilarious. Watch out now. Oh, thank you very much, man. That's much appreciated. And also, you're very honest, man. Your honesty is what makes me laugh so much. One time, you were calling in to the Steve Harvey show, I think, you were calling in some radio station in L.A. at 92.3 The Beat, and you were trying to promote the J-Spot. And I think it was, I don't know if it was Big Boy or somebody you were talking to, and then it goes, "So what's up, Jay Anthony Brown, man? You got the J-Spot, man? It's always cracking every night." Huh? "Oh, man, not cracking, man." It ain't cracking. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to get people out there to go.
That place is... Yeah, that's.
He was too busy selling suits, bro.
Dude, I mean, it feels like a strip club though when you walk in there. You know what I mean?
I did go there. That the place that was way like in a abandoned place.
Manchester.
And then one night, Chepo was battling two Salvadorians and rapping to beat his ass.
What?
There was some guy goes that tells them "You're a rapper, man." "Well, this homie right here does rap too. What you call this fool out?" And Chepo had nothing for him, bro.
Yeah, it used to be next to a dispensary.
Yeah, dog. That was one of the first LA dispensaries right there, dude.
Yeah.
Off of Manchester.
I used to confuse the J Spot with the other room with Evan.
The family room?
Not the family room. You're talking about the Mixed Nuts Comedy Club.
Mixed Nuts.
Oh, okay.
That's still around?
No, that place
Mixed
is gone.
Mixed Nuts is gone. Comedy Union is still on its legs.
It's still holding on.
Isn't that one and Comedy Union the same thing? Same owner?
It was, but I guess a guy from Mixed
Nuts
went over, yeah.
Yeah. Evan, right? Or Eden?
No, it's a... is it not Finesse?
What's an African.
It was the African had it at the end, right there, Mixed Nuts. That's when Benny Mena was doing his little Latino night.
Is it the guy that owns... No, it can't be the guy that
ends Mitchell.
I remember he said at Mixed Nuts, you see Scruncho there doing his roller derby bits.
Hilarious,
remember that?
Bro.
That's the funniest bit ever, dog.
That's when he had his girl with him. It's like super tall. I was like, Jesus. She was hot too, man.
And he rubbed her shoulder.
And
too
he
tall,
was just
huh?
like,
"I will whip your ass with those skates, huh?"
Have you seen that dude's mittens? His hands are like humongous, dude. For a little guy, he's like, he's a little stocky dude. You know what I mean? Like, he will knock you out.
He's a little fullback.
Hey, remember at the Ice House, bro? When you were there and that dude was trying to fuck with you and that drunk motherfucker. Remember there? And I was just standing there. It was after the show. It was at midnight. It was late, dude. And it was the bartender's friend. He was on your face. "Fuck you. Come on." And I was like, "This motherfucker, dude."
I don't remember, bro, but I'm glad you remember.
Yeah.
Was I loaded?
I don't know, but all I know is he was mad at you and he wanted to fight you. And I was like, this motherfucker, watch. And I was waiting for him to do something. I was going to be a
He'll
little.
He do shit, I hope.
No, I was going to flank right in. It's pa, pa, pa. You know what
the
I mean?
I will show you who it was, bro. Go look for him with the ass.
I remember it was the fucking dude. He was just all drunk. He was Mexican fucked up. Fool? He was like a fucking Middle Eastern dude or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah, he was like, he looked like he might have been Mexican, but he looked Middle Eastern, but he was just like, oh, fuck. Like, he was, I guess, jealous of you. I mean,
of course
he had a good set.
Of course he is, bro. I took his chick, probably.
Hey, that's what's up with men, dog.
Right?
You're jealous,
you
dog.
You see mad insecurity, dog, when you go up there and you destroy and fucking people want to be all touching the guy that ripped it up. Huh?
The women.
Yeah,
it's
dog.
Weird. It's especially weird when the wife's just like, hi. And you're like, your husband's right there. Why are you even flirting with me? Like, and he's there like, oh, this is weird.
Those fools are used to getting chicks, dog.
Shit, I thought I was a fan.
Not tonight, dog.
Oh, shit.
But chicks get mad, too, when their husbands are all into the comedian.
Oh,
bro.
Hell yeah, because it's the opposite, too,
they're like,
dog.
She, like, he never gives me that much attention. Well, try writing 45 minutes, bitch. So, man, how long you been in comedy now? Wait a minute, you started in 97, but you didn't go full on.
I didn't go full on.
Me neither.
Yeah, I didn't go full on.
Because I started, like, I must have went up on stage one time in 94, probably. Or 95.
Because Philip was two, right?
Yeah, it was 95. It was at the Natural Fudge. Then he was born. That didn't start again until 96.
Yeah, I want to say I really started 2002 is when I... Because I went from 97 to 2000, and then I quit, and I was doing sketch comedy. But those 3 years, I probably went up like once a month, if that, once every 3 months, you know what I mean, on average, those first 3 years. So it wasn't really like, but in 2004 is when I kind of kicked it in gear, when I started like, all right, here we go, let's get it going. That's when I got in the Laugh Factory in 2004.
What's the name of your sketch group?
It was, you know, it wasn't a troupe. It was like, it was at the Next Stage Theater. I don't know if you guys know it, on La Brea and Sunset. They still offer it, dude, free improv every Monday, and they just fucking like, hey, you want to join this group? Yeah, all right, cool. Let's just do it here. You guys have a show in the next 5 weeks. All right, I'm down. No, that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Like, and I just kept going, you know, because I was like, at the time, you know, I wasn't feeling comedy. I was going through some shit, you know? So I couldn't be on stage, you know? It just wasn't funny.
How come you didn't get into music like your dad? Your dad's a musician, right?
He's a musician,
right?
Yeah.
From the Cannibal
Headhunters.
He's an original member.
Yeah, original member. And he's on the first three original albums of Tierra. You know what I mean? He's the drummer on there as well. You know what? I just didn't feel it, dude. Like, I tried.
It's weird, like, because, like, you would think that you would, like, be a bongo player or something, man.
Yeah. I was, you know.
He looks like a percussionist.
No,
your dad still performs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's still on it.
He was just in
West Virginia. Mean all right now.
Yeah, he's
your
a
dad's a kind of a legend in that
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, they know him because I remember when your dad did your dad perform again on Christmas Day where they always do that show?
Yeah, he went.
They still do it at the Holiday Inn?
Montebello
Inn.
It was the Montebello Inn.
They still do it there?
I think so.
On Christmas
Day?
Christmas Day.
They'll make menudo.
I remember you did it. You did it, right?
Yeah.
And I did it the following year.
It was me. Remember I did it, man, and... hey, bro, showing up.
Ugh.
The G thing, bro.
Not G thing, but the G thing.
Oh, the G thing?
Big
Come
butt.
On, bro.
Ernie G.
The bang, bam, bam.
Oh.
Ernie G.
Oh, I was saying. Hey, bro. Hey, I got to see a tape, bro. I said, hey, I just did a show with you last week. I didn't see you, bro. Well, I was on right before you. I didn't see you, bro. Like, come on, dog. You know what I mean?
He asked for a tape from you?
Yeah. When he was doing the fucking Roomba Room.
You have to memorize something, bro.
He's like, hey, I got to see a tape. I was like, this is a book show. It's a fucking club. That's not what I'm saying. Like,
dude.
Come on. Relax, dude.
He actually, like, on top of all the other stuff he did to his contemporaries, dude, he was a dick to fucking us, dog. The fool's a dick, fool.
Yeah.
He forgets. He thinks
I don't like that guy.
Oh, dude.
You know what's funny, man?
The best story I have, real quick.
Tell us, bro.
Hey,
yeah,
listen.
No.
We need to.
Gilbert Escobar had booked me, Chivago, and Ernie G, right, to do the show out in, like, the South Bay. So there we're all waiting to go to the show.
That's in Wilmington?
Yeah, Wilmington.
At the VFW?
Yeah, the outdoor thingy.
No.
Outdoor?
No.
Oh, you did the one, the harbor, huh?
Yeah, in the harbor.
It was just a fight every time I did that show.
Yeah. And so freaking, like, we're all there, and Gilbert's hosting. So we're like, Oh, who's going up first? I don't know. Well, me and Shivago, well, probably you or me. All right, cool, because probably Gurney G's on the headline. So we're waiting. And this, and Gilbert goes, all right,
poor audience
your
members.
First comedian is Ernie G. Ernie's
yes.
like, what? And he's eating. Like, and he got
he was
up.
Eating?
Yeah.
He was cutting his merch, bro.
Dude, he was, yeah. And he still tried to sell that old CD from forever. And so he went up on stage. And of course, he did okay. But still, it stumped him, the fact that he was going on first. I mean, me and fucking Shafak were like, fuck yeah, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Piece of shit. You know what I mean?
So how do you guys do, though?
Oh, we did good. Shivago did good, too. I mean, Shivago's funny, dog.
But but what's
no,
his name?
I was funny, too. I was funny that night.
But that's funny, man. Ernie G was eating and shit.
He did okay.
I was
bro.
Eating,
hey,
bro.
I was honestly, making hey. Six tacos out of four, bro.
Yeah, it kind of, he started tapering down towards the end of his set. Yeah, because he was
be
doing
looking like a big-ass dancing bear up
shit.
There, huh?
Yeah, doing the same jokes over and over again.
Dude.
Was that recently?
That was like fucking 2-3 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's like, a motivational speaker, right? But I guess that gig's retired, so he's coming back into the realm.
I don't know.
We're attempting to.
The angry Angelino.
What was it like growing up, man? Growing up, you know, your dad being a big musician. He was always touring, right?
He was always touring.
So he was always gone.
So I was partying.
Yeah? What happened,
since
bro?
You were a little kid?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Well, he
was no,
gone.
Like,
he was
think,
gone from when
you
I
think
was.
There was always somebody there to tell you, hey, man, don't do this.
But
come
yeah,
home early.
Yeah. My mom, but I used to come home. I mean, you know what I mean? I used to come home like at 12. But I didn't start smoking until
12?
No. My dad got me high at 7, actually. Fucking crazy.
How
dog.
Though, dog? He caught
that's
you.
You have
no,
eyes,
he
eh?
Gave it to me.
You were staring at shit. Get it, mijo.
No, I was.
What a shotgun.
No, he was laid on the fucking couch smoking. I just came out of the bathroom. He goes, hey, Rob, you want a hit? I'm like, huh? I don't smoke. He's like, yeah, I know you don't smoke. I was like, what the fuck? And then he's like, here, I won't tell your mom. I was like, all right.
Me so neither.
So I took a few hits, and then he realized what he just did, and he freaked the fuck out. He's like, all right, go outside and play. Go. And he like, holy shit. Like, what am I doing to my fucking kid?
How many hits did you take?
I took like 2 or 3. And he was like, take it in. And
he's
he was coaching me. I think when he realized it, when I went, and you're like, oh shit, he fucking actually inhaled it. You know what I mean? Because normally when you first hit, you're like, you're trying to swallow. Like, you don't know how to smoke
right,
when
right.
you first, you know? That's exactly what. And I think he taught me.
You damn must have noticed you were getting taller, bro. Here, cabrón.
I think so. Motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude.
7, man. I can, like, it's funny how, like, some dads are like that, you know? Like, you're like 5, they give you a little beer. Chase to me.
A little sip, huh?
They let you watch you walk around all buzz. That's oh, they give a tequila shot. Cause I remember you have an earache. My dad would just put his finger in tequila and go like this, rub it on my little brother.
Yeah.
A toothache.
Yeah.
And later on, my little brother making out with my mom and shit. All over.
Too long on the
how did you feel though, bro? Did you fucking?
I don't remember. Being,
you
took, I don't
you
remember.
Cheese afterwards?
He tells me that I fucking went outside and played, and then I raided the refrigerator and I fell asleep. That's pretty much what happened.
You think it was good shit?
It was stress, dog.
Red hair.
Everything was
the,
stress
yeah,
back then.
Back then, it was
yeah.
all Mexican, Oaxaca, fucking Acapulco gold.
Unless
fucking.
You actually had a hookup to get, like, you know,
brick weed.
Buds.
Yeah, but back then, it was weed, though. It wasn't
yeah,
compressed.
There weren't many buds back
no,
then.
No, like,
it was
with
a more
colas? Fluff.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, super long sticks and shit. You know what I mean?
So you did marijuana at 7. How did you think that, like later on in the year, you think that made you feel like a man or you feel cooler than the kids?
No, I just, oh, yeah. It did when I was in the 8th grade because I went to a high school party and my cousins took me and so I walked into the back and this dude from high school, Freddie Canales, I remember, he was like, hey, what's up, Robert? Hey, what's up, Freddie? And he passed me the joint because he knew I had smoked. So he was like, and all the high school kids were like, what the fuck? It's a kid, dude. He's like, no, he's cool. And then I am going, yeah, I'm cool, man. You know? I just got super fucking
I'm not
faded.
A little boy. I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm fucking, what is that, 12 now? Yeah, I was 12.
I'm 23 years old.
I remember I was so fucking high. I saw some chick sitting there with a fat ass. I was like, God, I just want to touch it.
How old were you?
I was like 12.
Horny ass little fool. That's when the little grabbing started, huh?
Yeah.
And then
that's when you gotta get into the acting class.
Oh, good.
And she was like, "You're cute. How old are you?" I'm a freshman. And of course, I was lying my age. You know what I mean? But fuck it, whatever.
You were 12, and she was like a
senior in high school or some shit.
She was a woman, bro.
Yeah.
She could have taught you some things.
Yeah, I was hoping so.
So, you ever like someone keep on? When did you start doing like hardcore drugs?
18.
Damn, PCP.
No, speed.
Fuck. Did speed hit hard in Montebello?
I don't know. I was in college when I did
it. In college, where at?
At Woodbury, right here in Burbank.
You went to Woodbury?
Yeah.
Within a private college?
Yeah, it's a private.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Your parents must be pissed off.
They're
when
pissed.
You
well, no, I'm pissed off because I'm paying for the fucking bill right now, dude. $40,000 later.
Fuck. Yeah. What are you majoring in?
Architecture.
Art Bandelay right
Art
here.
Art Bandelay.
Yeah, I was going to be an architect, and then all of a sudden I got the acting bug, and that's it. It's over.
Damn. That?
Yeah, the first time I did it was my roommates. We did, he had some speed. I've never done anything like that. He's like, "Hey, I got speed, bro." I was like, "Really? What is it?" I was like, "Fuck, what do we do? We snorted." I was like, "All right, well, split it up." And we split it up three ways, three of us. And their lines were about that long. Look at it, I swear to God, that two long, days. About that thick, dog. My right face, because I did it all in one nostril, was in pain, dude. My eye was, everything was hurting. Of course,
make my nose water.
I didn't sleep for like 2 days.
2 days, bro.
Yeah. For 2 days, yeah. I was up, dude. Just like.
That's the worst. That happens in college more than like sitting in the hood over there. You're going to get exposed to speed because a lot of people use it.
And then
to
the first time I did coke, I was like, this is not what. I was yawning and sleepy. I fell asleep on it.
I yawned too and did coke.
You did?
Were you hooked on any of the drugs?
No.
Or you just tried
never,
it a lot?
I just tried it. I just tried it. I never had an addictive personality. I just, except for weed. That's the only thing I'm addicted to right now. That's the only thing I can't break that fucking habit.
You fell in love at 7, dog.
You know? But that's the one that's, well, because my
you like good weed or just any weed now?
No, it has to be good, bro. Fuck that.
You got some people always say that they got good weed, but it's always a whack shit, bro.
No,
it's
bro.
Good weed. At your level,
at
bro.
Your level,
I'm at a different level than you are.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta have
weed in Indiana.
I remember one time I went to Texas. I
El
did
Paso.
The one down in Laredo and McAllen, the fucking
Wild West Comedy Club.
Yeah, no, that theater, the fucking theater.
Oh, for Superman.
You know what I'm talking about, the one in McAllen. That,
yeah. For Super Comedian, whatever his name is.
Mario Salazar.
Mario Salazar, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ray Orta.
Yeah, Ray Orta. Yeah.
The little boy, fucking 8-ball of coke in his arm.
So I fucking, he got me some weed. He's like, "Hey, I need weed. I got you a dime." All right, cool, man.
A dime.
Yeah,
cool.
I was like, "Fuck, a dime." So he comes back.
A dime.
$10, dog.
No, he comes back with a fucking, a big ass bag.
All black.
Horrible. Dude.
That happened to me the same two Zapata, same shit.
Cows won't
eat I was
that
in
shit.
Houston, bro, with fucking, it was Mando Ocosillo's birthday week. He was turning 40, bro.
40, dog. He's
40. I was a baby.
Damn.
I was a baby. Anyways, it was the week that the Texas, the Houston Texans premiered at the stadium. They were not even playing at the original stadium. They were playing at the Texas Houston Stadium. So their stadium hadn't been built. And Gabriel, he went to go, Fluffy went to go ask like I guess the guy who drove us to get us weed. He goes, "How much you need, man?" "Well, it's three of us, so a lot, you know." He goes, "All right. How much it costs?" And I said, "Well, $60 would be enough." So I give that fool 60. Dude, that fool came back with too much weed. And when it was like, that's the most I ever got for 60. And now I know when people tell me, "I'll bring you a fat 60," I'm saying, "Nah, man, just bring me a little 60.
Yeah.
It was like almost like an ounce, dude. Of all stress. It was like straight up red G.
Yeah, sticks.
I was rolling fat ass one, bro. I gained 15 pounds that week eating. And then me and Mando hitting that shit, bro. And then like just, I think I got throat cancer that week.
you have to eat to get rid of the taste.
Dude, what I was doing, I was rolling fat, like same thing, fat bomber joints, and then whatever fell out went off into the trash can. You know, usually you want to save the rest. In the trash can and smoke half of it in the trash can and then roll another one. Same shit. That's how I smoked.
Yeah, chain smoke that shit.
Because I only had fucking 1 week to smoke fucking a lot of weed. I'm like, I'm not going to finish all this shit. It's just, your throat hurts. You got a headache. It's just, it was disgusting.
Fucking poisoned by paraquat and that shit.
Man, I heard that you went to go do You went to go do a the Devil's Comedy Club, bro, in Corpus.
Oh, yeah.
You drove.
I drove.
With Benny Mena.
Yeah.
What was that like? Tell us, bro. Take us on that trip.
Wow. Well,
in that Civic?
First of all, man, there used to be a comedy club in Corpus Christi, Texas, that was in an abandoned mall. I think they filmed The Walking Dead in there.
Yeah. It was so...
Whole mall was closed except the comedy club.
Except for the comedy
and
club.
And the food court.
Yeah.
And his fucking food court had a fucking skating ring and it smelled like patas.
And if you go right down the street, there's the brand new mall, fucking nice, built, huge.
It's huge.
Like, yeah. So fucking me and
Benny... That comedy club offered plenty of parking.
Fucking ghost town.
It's free parking. Hey, fucking, well, first of all.
John Roman.
Hey, you learn about people, you know what I mean? And
telling me, dog.
One thing I heard about Benny Mena, that guy can talk, you know what I mean? That boy got some stories.
I'm telling you, bro. What time you were telling me a story? I said, damn, bro, if you wrote a movie, you give the extras lines.
Hey, this is my impersonation of Benny Mena telling a story.
That's right, dog.
Hey, he's telling a story about how he went on a date. He was like, hey, Benny. So he's like, hey, dog, you saw that. So I went on a date, right? So I get this girl, right? So she called me, right? So it was like 6:30 in the morning, right? So she called me. I was like, hey, what's up? We're going on a date? Yeah, we're going on a date. Oh, so I jumped in the shower, right? Because I'm getting ready for work. So I got ready for work, you know what I mean? So there I am, I'm thinking about brushing my hair, and man, I got too much lint in my hairbrush. So, okay, cool. So I get to work, you know what I mean? And it's lunchtime, right?
You must have a lot of sisters.
I'm like, what the fuck? What happened to the fucking date? So, yeah, I'm going to get there. Okay, so I'm like, holy shit, dude.
Play by play.
You fucking started at 6:30 in the morning, and you went, what time did you go to the date? At 10 o'clock at night. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, he would get
to the date, cocksucker.
Get to the date. And then I noticed.
Then I went grocery shopping.
Oh, my God.
The bartender had blue eyes, though. Then,
yeah, exactly. He's a Mexican guy with blue eyes. It was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have blue eyes. I wish I had blue eyes. You know what I mean? Like, so,
and, she like that. I like that in Marengue. You know, cumbia mambo.
And then I started noticing when he does his comedy, like he always likes to ask, you know, he breaks the fourth wall, he does the crowd work. He likes to ask like two questions, you know what I mean, at the same time.
He asks two at the same time, always.
All the time. But,
how old are you? What's your favorite color?
Hey, dog, what's your name? What's your favorite color? Hey, first time here, what kind of car you have? Like, what the fuck? Well, let me answer the first one first, you know.
Line them up.
So you drove with how many hours did it take to get to fucking
Corpus? It was 24 hours, dog.
Straight,
dog.
You're lying.
No, listen, we kept shifting back and forth.
Road dog.
It was a devil tour.
Dog. Hey, on our way back, I hit a fucking coyote, dog.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a baby one. You can tell it was small. And it was at what, 2:03 in the morning.
It was
my shift, and I'm driving 90 miles an hour on
my
the 10.
Shift.
On the 10, I'm like, fuck, dude, I want to get the fuck home. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I see this white dog. Phew! And I was, boom! And what Benny wakes up. The fuck happened? Hit up a coyote. The fuck, you didn't stop? Fuck no, dude. I'm not going to fucking swerve. It's him or me.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, dude.
It's me,
that's
dog.
The worst thing people do is swerve not to hit an animal and then fucking
yeah,
you're done.
Fucking, then you're done.
Lose control on the side of the road.
Fuck that.
It was too late to react, probably, right?
So, yeah, too late to react.
How funny, we'd have told him, ma'am. What happened, eh? Well, I was driving, right? I was stuck in the desert. I put the cactus.
Well, you know, I got a road gig, right? So I drove from L.A. and you picked me up. So
I've never heard anybody do an impression of that, but it's pretty good,
dog.
I can't do one of them.
Hey, 24 hours.
And then, of course, who had to pay for the fucking bumper? I did, dog. So all my money went to the fucking bumper.
That was your car or his car?
It was his car.
So
it cost me $150 bucks.
I'd make you pay too.
Yeah, I know. So I paid for it.
did the hitting. Wait, did Jeff pay for your hotel?
Yeah, he paid for it.
How about gas?
I think so.
How come you guys didn't fly?
Because I think I only making $150 bucks on the deal. He was making $300.
He didn't pay for it. Jeff wasn't paying for travel.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's the way El Paso
slashing
is. They don't pay for travel.
God damn.
It was like cheap. Yeah, really cheap budget. But at the time, you're like, all right, let's go.
I know, because before he owned that club, I went over there. They flew me out. And I did like Friday, Thursday through Saturday. But other shows, I brought a lot of. It was before Last Comic Standing, too.
And it was packed.
And people showed up.
Yeah, and the fucking the statue of what's her name, Selena.
Yeah,
it's always there. I don't know,
bro. Let's get back to a Corpus Christi, bro. Let's talk about that shitty hotel you stood in.
Oh, we stood at the fucking
the Bayfront.
No, we stood at the red fucking red the roof red roof.
Oh my god,
Red Roof Inn.
Yeah,
I thought you stood at the Bayfront Inn where he stood. At.
Oh my god, no, we didn't stay there, dog. What
families are living in there, dude? And the most roaches I have ever seen. Dude, the fucking room was fucking infested. Dude, are you serious? Dude, I was cleaning up, killing him with.
Bro, he opened up.
Disgusting, dude.
He opened up a locker.
How'd you even sleep, dog? Like, fuck. I'm scared they're going to come out of my fucking ears.
It came out of the hair dryer.
He shot him. So blow dryer. They shot himself, bro.
I never took the sheets off, dude, and then I would just basically just go in there to sleep. I never unzipped my
luggage
unless I needed something. It was fucking disgusting. You know what the trippiest thing was?
A fool stepped in a body bag, bro.
These fucking roaches did not come out till 2 days, dog. They like psyched me out. I'm all right, cool. And then I see one roach and then another roach, and then they're I start smart. Looking around. I was like, dude, this place is fucking infested. And I was like, Dick, I know if you have roaches, I walk into your pad, I can smell them, fool. These motherfuckers, I don't know if they had right guard or something, dog. They didn't even smell like regular roaches, dog.
What do roaches smell like?
It smells like a really dampish, pungent smell.
I know the roach smell, too.
Yeah, it's almost like a step below mold.
Ugh.
You know, like bad fruit, but it's just really, it's subtle.
It's kind of like
an
old piece of wood smashed with root beer and a marshmallow and let to rot.
Let it ferment for a while.
Definitely something
Gross.
Like that. Yeah. It's a peculiar smell. If you know what it is, you know what it is.
Kind of like bark.
Yeah, it's wet bark, like, you know, just damp. Like,
that's why when I used to live in apartments, the first thing I would do is go to the kitchen, open up the drawers, and look in the very back.
Oh, that's how you have to do it. Rotten. Wet clothes, laundry, dude.
Why do they smell like that?
I have no idea. I think just how they're built, they're made, and I think where they actually like to like congregate and like nest.
They must be all over that hotel.
Are you a roach? Oh, yeah. Are you a roach specialist?
What's oh, dude, I've been doing pest control since 2001, a year before I met you, big time.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah, man.
So, man, what was that like, dude? Like, man, because you were with a person for 24 hours, bro, driving.
Yeah.
You guys must have been like at least, at first, you were all excited, huh? Then it was like 3 hours of silence.
Vegas, baby.
Did you smoke weed?
No, because he doesn't fucking smoke.
So you had no weed?
I had no
there?
Weed. I was like, ah.
Yeah, weed in a Corpus?
No. I did. Actually, every time we stop, I step outside and I'd smoke and I get back in the car. Because if you're going to drive.
You would have lost your mind, huh?
Yeah, I would have lost my fucking mind.
Did you have to share a room?
I think we did.
Oh, my God. Damn. So there's no escape once you get
there. We had to share a room. Yeah, we had to fucking share a room. And he did it an hour and a half, I think so.
Damn. He could do an hour and a half easy then.
One joke.
That was just one story.
Oh, shit, bro. I know. The road.
That's the longest you drove for a gig?
That's the longest I drove for a fucking gig. 24 hours.
Damn.
I mean,
I've driven
to like San Diego and California by myself. You know what I mean? Up north, you know, to like past Sacramento.
You also you've worked with Willie Barcena.
Yeah,
he took you on the road. Motherfucker never took me on the road, bro.
Yeah, and think about Willie. Like, think about Willie.
You guys spend the room with him too?
No. You get your own room because he wants to be in his own room, which I'm okay with that. But he always likes to fucking wrestle, dog. You know what I mean? He wants to grapple you. Like, hey, Rob, it's Bata. Come over here. Let's grapple. Come on. And especially when he gets drunk and shit. He's like, there he is. And, you know, and he's grappling his fans, dude. I've seen him grapple fans. Like,
how?
Like go back to
during
the
show?
No, after the show, they go to a hotel.
Dudes?
Like, dudes.
You guys hit the mattress against the wall and shit?
Hey, I'm not looking for no women. I want dudes only.
But wait, are they all kind of your size, though?
No.
I think I always have a theory that he picks guys who are shorter, like Martin Rizzo. Like, he wants to dominate, you know?
Yeah.
And he picks his weight class that he knows
dominate. Yeah, he don't like me.
You know? I can see that.
Because he never wrestled you,
hell
right?
No.
You?
I stopped hanging around before and after.
He would try to. This is his. He
he
was
tried to wrestle
do.
You, too?
He tried, but I didn't let him because he's all right, let me get you in the mood first. I'm all. I wrestled in high school. I'm like, no, we can mutually wrestle, but I'm not going to let you get. Well, it's not going to work then, bro. And then he tried to get Alfred's ass in there. He's all, oh, no, what are you doing? It's like, so we wouldn't let him, dog. And El Catrín wouldn't let him either, dog.
And you guys are all around the same size, though, too.
Yeah.
So, because I wrestled, you wrestled in high school, too, right?
I wrestled in high school, yeah.
Yeah, because I got your ass at one time in the parking lot of Wild Coyotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while, but dude, I haven't wrestled in years. Yeah.
Why would anybody who wants to pride themselves on being a good wrestler want somebody to put themselves into
no,
the
you,
move?
No, you can't do it that way.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. You can start off that way, but like
let me put you in a chokehold.
In a stance, but yeah, there's no way. Because he wanted to show you how well that move worked.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have to get the person in the fucking move.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I remember one time we were fucking in El Paso. We literally were at San Antonio.
Oh, you went to River Center?
I went to River Center. Not the River Center, the LOL, the new one, the newer one.
By the Bend?
Did you meet Rodney?
That was the first
Airway.
One.
Did you meet a black guy named Rodney?
No, I didn't meet Rodney. That's when I met, what's his name? He's here now, fucking Todd Larson.
A little short guy?
No, white dude, tall.
Yeah, I know Todd Larson. Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Dude. And so fucking, dude, we wrestled for like fucking till 7 in the fucking morning.
Oh,
dog.
My God.
Dude, I was drunk myself.
Royal Rumble.
So we kept going, and I literally looked at the clock. It was 7 a.m., and the sun was out, dog. I was like, what the fuck are we doing, dude?
And nobody filmed it.
No, we do have it on film. That's why.
You're lying. Sure. Bring it. What got.
Please show it to us.
Richard Chang has it. Remember that dude?
You went to the show?
Oh, dude, we had him on the podcast. The
yeah, he has it.
He was with you guys? Yeah. You drive to the River Center?
No, this. I'm sorry. This was El Paso. That was El Paso.
You guys drive there?
The one in San Antonio, I think we drive. Because he really doesn't like to fly.
He doesn't? Why not? I don't know. Come out?
He has a fear of flying, I guess.
Who?
Willie the flying.
Willie. Wrestle the plane, dog.
I would rather fucking fly, get there fucking now, bro.
Saying.
Dude, you know what I mean? Everywhere I go, if I know I'm going to take a long flight. Like, the longest flight I ever did was like 15 hours or some shit like that.
Where are you going, dog?
I went to Afghanistan and Qatar, Doha. In Japan. So all three times I fucking ate an edible, dude. I crashed the fuck out.
When you did those shows, were those like USO tours?
Yeah.
Or who the promoter?
The first one was Dugar.
Yeah, Daniel Dugar.
Dugar.
So you did Japan?
I did Japan. I did
Okinawa.
Okinawa, yeah. It was a quick, like 4 days.
Did they pay well?
Yeah. We made what?
Better than Corpus Christi?
Oh, hell yeah, dog. You know what I mean?
Who were you with?
Ida, Cooch, and myself.
Oh, I think that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, five years
ago. I saw photos of Ada.
Yeah, and then the second.
That was fun, huh?
Yeah, that was fun, dog. And then Doha, Qatar, I went there.
Tell the audience, man, how much these, because I did an army tour in America, and tell them how much these troops actually appreciate.
Dude, they appreciate.
They tell you like this, hey, man, thank you for bringing California flavor to us.
Yeah. Especially
they appreciate
for us.
It. They
yeah.
miss home. Huh?
Yeah, they miss home. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of the thing about Afghan and Japan. What scared me was like the military wives, bro.
Oh yeah,
waifu.
Dude, they're like, hey, my husband's deported right now. He's in Afghanistan. You want to go back to my room? Like, oh shit.
You didn't draw a Z on him?
I was like,
bro,
no, that's okay.
You gotta do it for your country.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Shit, then I get fucking.
Officer
and then I was like,
down,
shoot,
bro.
I get sniped by some guy who's gonna fucking find me.
I wonder how often that happens.
A lot.
Those
a
women
lot.
Who are.
I used to. What time did this Marine chick hit me up? And I think she was talking to Momo Rodriguez too. And then she told me she was like.
She was
talking to all the comics. Even Joy Medina. She was fooling around with another staff sergeant, and she was her husband was deployed somewhere.
They were both Marines, she and her husband, right?
Yeah. And she was fooling around with somebody that was in town. Then later on, she was telling, like, I don't know what to do. And I said, I don't know what to do either.
Yeah.
Well, you could be court-martialed, though, for having an affair.
Yeah, they're not supposed
they're
to
not
do
supposed
that.
They're not supposed to.
Well, dude, there's that. And when I was in Camp Foster, you have your guide, right?
The
girl or whatever. It was a girl for us. She didn't take you around, whatever. So we became friends. She started telling me all the inside scoop.
We were in the officer's lounge.
Dude, they fucking.
Where's those little hands at?
No. No, what they do with these fucking. They had prostitutional reigns going on.
Where?
In Foster, Camp Foster.
What country?
In Japan. So what they'll do is they like when their husbands are deployed, they put a broom outside their fucking door. Let everybody know it's on.
Who are the women?
Yeah, to let all the other
it's palo time.
Little 18-year-olds fucking go like, oh, exactly. It's time
did
to get
you go
in.
Over there?
Fuck no.
For real though, it's like nobody knows about it, but they put a broom out.
They put a broom out.
Cause I saw a movie called Jump the Broom.
No, I'm serious. She told me this shit. You know what I mean?
Get
and
on the
fucking
stick,
that's
fly
like
away.
Their. They let them know like, hey, you come on over.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
But
dog.
They didn't tell you guys nothing about that, cause I know that I don't want to say his name, but. When Gabriel Iglesias Edwin San Juan, the Wu-Tang Twins, and another UFC fighter. They went on tour, and they sent that UFC fighter back home.
Yeah, bro. Edwin told me that story.
What you were doing.
Really?
Yeah, he was getting proposed by all the chicks, and he was doing it.
And he was doing it.
Yeah. And they found out, bro.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
They
fuck
sent that fool
that.
Home.
Yeah, I ain't gonna fuck that, dude. Because I'm scared of my fucking life, because these motherfuckers are trained to kill. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But it ain't that also, man. You know, you lost good money, good work.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to fuck up your
circumstances. It's easy cash, right?
It's easy cash, bro. Fucking 20-minute sets, you're done.
Awesome. It's easy. And they're like, they laugh at everything.
Everything, huh? Dude. Everything. You know, like fucking pounding on the tables and shit. You know what I mean? Like fucking letting it loose. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, I'm fucking amazing.
I remember that Trenton went over there, bro. He was having bad sets, bro.
Trenton? No they
were
way.
They were introducing him in as incoming.
Hey, I heard that story too, dog.
Are you serious?
From Fly, right?
Yeah, he's all that. How could that happen? That never happens, dude.
Wow. When I did Afghanistan.
That's when he gave his life to the
when
Lord.
When I did Afghanistan, that was a weird one, dog. Because
why?
Because, well, we had the one what happened to me is they had an impromptu shows. I don't know if you've ever done those.
What that mean?
That means like fucking like hey, we're going to do a comedy show. All right. So how many people are here? Four people. All right. Let's do it. All right. Fuck, I guess we're doing comedy for four people. And you just do a show right then and there. And it's kind of awkward. You know what I mean? Like you're kind of.
No mic, no nothing.
Nothing. You're just forcing it down their fucking throat. So, you know, I did some jokes and. One dude happened to, you know, his girl's pregnant, and I was like, and it kind of got awkward for me. I was like, all right, let's change the subject there. You know, thank you. Have a good night. And I just fucking gave myself the light. I was like, fuck that. because it just became like I hit his nerve. Like, something. I guess somebody had passed away, whatever, and I didn't realize it. And then I said something that reminded him, and then. The dude, his sergeant said, hey, just so you know, that really happened. I was like, yeah, I figured that's why I kind of tried to change it. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I was like, oh, fuck, dude, this is not good, you know?
Did you rub his shoulders and say, I'm sorry?
We usually got bombed by the enemy, but today it's Robert Zapata.
I know.
Rubber shoe.
Bobby shoe.
Bobby shoe. You ever come under enemy fire or any of that shit?
What's up?
Enemy fire? Or
no,
any of that
we
shit?
Just heard fucking boom.
Yeah,
boom,
you hear that
boom,
shit?
You hear fucking,
fuck that, dog.
Yeah,
who was performing over there?
It was, yeah. No, it was, well, I was with, what's his name?
You're with somebody who bombed, bro?
No, Tamer Katan, Paul Ogata, and, oh my God.
Oh my God, Paul
Ogata. What the
fuck's
his name? God, what the fuck? He's the one who booked me, too. God damn it.
Daniel Dugard.
No, the black hair, light skin, with the afro, always at the Comedy Store. Fucking.
Kareem.
No, dude, not Kareem.
He's dark skin.
He's dark.
He's not dark.
Well,
Kareem
like,
is dark.
Compared to
no,
like a.
He's not dark. He's not light skin, but he's dark.
No, this dude's like.
He's a black
one. He has two kids, too.
Who?
The afro?
Yeah, dude. He's been doing comedy for years, dude.
Michael?
No.
Michael Winslow?
God damn it. Why am I fucking.
Light skin, brother.
With an afro?
He used to do bringer shows at the Comedy Store a lot. He always did bringer shows for years until recently. Obviously, the Comedy Store don't need nobody.
Oh, you talking about the guy that says, I'm a broke ass something?
Oh, Vargas Mason.
Vargas Mason.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Vargas Mason, dude.
Vargas Mason.
Vargas.
That's not an afro. Those are dreads.
Yeah.
They're short dreads.
But, yeah, they're short. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah.
What his bit? His opening line?
That's
yeah.
it. No,
yeah.
I'm not a broke ass Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, that's him. He's the one who booked it. So I went with him. It was cool. You know what I mean? We had fun.
Pay well?
Yeah, like $250 or $350 a day.
When you fly over there, do you fly on their planes or regular planes?
No, you fly on Turkish Airlines from L.A. to Kyrgyzstan, and then from Kyrgyzstan, you fly on their plane, on the military planes into Afghanistan.
A lot of noise in that plane, huh?
Yeah, that shit's fucking loud. The C-17s and the C-30s or whatever the fuck it is.
You just strap to the plane, huh? No seats, huh?
Yeah, you just sit there and fucking put your seatbelt on. All the guys are there. Big ass fucking jet. You see them loading all their stuff. You know what I mean?
Some of the guys in that plane, they're not going to the show. They're going to other places, huh?
Yeah.
They're going to get deployed somewhere.
Yeah, they're going
to
the bases.
That's funny. They're going to go ready to kill.
Dude, it's crazy. One of the bases, bro, is like surrounded by fucking the city, dude. And it's like right there,
in the middle.
Like in the middle, dog. You can see the fucking buildings and everything. Like
Black Hawk Down style or what?
Dog. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how the fort in... in Brooklyn. It's like, it's a fort, man. All army dudes, and it's like tanks. Then outside, Brooklyn, the bridge, New York City,
right there, boom.
Yeah, it's like that, bro. And then you have the dude in the tower, just fucking, just with his sniper, just looking
ready,
ready. And these motherfuckers, is it very few people on this base, a small base, too? They're all killers, too. You can tell. They're all fucking got the big-ass
like,
guns.
Dude, how about fools with beards, like special ops dudes, Green Berets and shit?
You you see them, too. Around? Yeah, you see them there. A lot of private, you know what I mean? Do you know, Afghanistan, they're more private than there are fucking soldiers, bro. Like, you would see your mom there, dog, like fucking in the kitchen. Like, what the fuck? Some Mexican lady fucking cooking in the fucking back, dog. Like, what?
I remember when Fly came back from that tour, he's all, dog. They paying $70,000 just to scoop mashed potatoes on a plate.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. They get paid well.
Yeah.
And they're all Filipino.
Yeah, it's all, like, it's like you would think, like, fucking, they're just civilians, dude.
They're
like,
civilians who get paid real well, man.
Better than military.
To make a pozole.
Yeah, yeah. Better than military.
They're like, they're military civilian employees.
Yeah, they're subcontractors of the military. But I had a woman I worked with. Her husband was laying cable for AT&T.
How much?
Over there. He was making $150,000 tax free.
Yeah.
But the military right across the street doing the same job, making just standard pay, you know? And that's, they knew it. I mean, what kind of motivational tool is
that? That's what pisses me off, man.
You know what they do? Because the guy, I was talking to some dudes. He said how they keep you in, they keep dangling carrot in front of you to keep going up in the ranks. You know what I mean? Because he was about to retire.
And then they got an E9. And they're
like, hey,
whatever,
we'll pay you more. And he's like, no, I'll do the same job, but I'll come back as a contractor. So he did that, and he got paid fucking $10,000 a month.
They do the same thing at UPS, bro. They have 1,000 days of safety-free days. Nobody got hurt. They all get pizzas. Like, you know how much money that saved that building?
Is it a ready and hot pizza from Little Caesars? Or what
no, bro. They come in all sweaty, bro.
DiGiorno's.
Yeah, man. And like, I never thought about you right now. Like a thousand. Safety days, like nobody got hurt. That means
saves
a
ton of money. Yeah.
Tons of money, bro.
Workman's comp, they save on all that shit.
You know what they get? Pizza.
Damn, pizza. Not even a good
dude. And they're eating that pizza happy, bro.
Dude, and they got a fucking thing called a poopon, dog.
What's that?
Dude, they fucking make a big ass reservoir, and all the shit goes. All your toilet, it all goes there, and then that takes it and they refilter it, and they make bottled water, and they bottle it back up, and they drink that shit.
They have poop ponds on the cattle ranches.
That's what we shower with in our showers and shit.
Yeah, now we're showering with that shit.
It's
now.
Disgusting.
Isn't that
fucking
crazy,
huh?
That stuff keeps me up at night. The poop, the shit,
fuck that,
the shit
dude.
Lakes
I'm
on
over
cattle
it,
ranches. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I wonder if I took a shower and I smell that shit. All this time I thought it was Armenian.
I thought
it was French.
No, you forgot to use soap. That's what it was.
From Oaxaca, apparently.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
So what you been up to now, man? You got any TV roles? Do you go to auditions?
You know what? I'm gonna start to this year. I had two kids, bro. So I
gotta hook up with
it's been laying low.
Mando's agency. What's it called?
Alvarado Ray.
I used to be with Alvarado
they
Ray.
They fucking fired me, bro. Because I showed up high to an audition.
Really?
But they wanted a pothead, bro.
Hey, what the fuck? Hey, dude. Hey.
In character, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I used to be with them, bro. I didn't like how they run their
the
shit.
The guy
was
a jerk, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want my side.
I went over there one time. It was a bunch of bullshit, fool.
Dude, he's already casting before he even cast. Yeah. Like, bro, like, send them all. What the fuck? He's not gonna. No. I'm like.
He's one of those light skinned Mexican dudes, too, man.
He knows everything.
He's like Argentina.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I am from Mexico City. Yeah. Fucking, I got a show coming up, actually, January 16th at the Ontario Mills Improv. It's, 2 weeks from now?
Who's on the show? Just you?
I got Augustino, Azoida, I got Rene Vaca. Have you seen that dude, the young kid?
It's
a new guy. He's pretty funny, dude. He's only, he just turned 21. You know what I mean? He's still, you know, that excitement. He's just like, so, you know what I mean? So he, in the beginning when I first met him, he was horrible, but then I started.
you took him under your
wing. Yeah, to my wing, and now he's actually good now. Yeah, he's getting good.
So he drives me everywhere.
Yeah, he drives me everywhere.
Fucking please,
you know, hey, no, I'm not Jeff Garcia.
He gets me a
weed,
dog.
I'm not Jeff Garcia. Hey, dog, I need a driver. I got maybe a couple other spots that I'm going to throw out there. You know what I mean? Pretty much it's me, though. That's what, you know, I'm going to be doing the headlining spot.
I remember you used to do that show at the movie theater, right?
Yeah, at CineSpace.
CineSpace. I mean, that's the last time I did your show there.
Yeah.
That was happening now.
That shit was cracking.
What happened, bro? I thought you were going to make that into a show, actual show.
Well, the fucking dude, I had all these cameras in there.
I remember.
Remember that shit?
I showed up.
Dude, I had labs, everything. And then
with me, Kid, right?
Yeah.
Chris Reed.
The dude, he was in charge of that, and I was in charge of just getting the talent, and... So I was like, "Hey man, let's cut this shit. Let's do this."
If you're not listening, man, CineSpace is the movie theater in Hollywood Boulevard, and it's in the heart where everything happened on Vine, right?
Yeah, right on Hollywood and Ivar.
And we were there. It was like every time we did a show there, it felt like you're doing a theater.
Yeah, it's like a movie theater, and they have a dinner, drinks. It's, you know, so I get the fucking tapes from this guy, and there's nothing on the
what
fucking.
What the fuck? Who did it, BB?
I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know what happened. What do you mean? What happened?
I fucking took the cap off.
Like he, yeah, is that? Like he didn't hit record.
That's probably what happened.
It's you. Like he fucking, dude.
No SD card.
And we had like fucking months.
Up with a camera just to pick up on chicks.
We had we had months. Exactly. That's probably. We had months and months of fucking filming that we did. And like, nothing. Week after week, we did it for like 5 months straight, dog. There's so much content
man,
there.
It could be so annoying.
I was so mad because there were some gold moments there, dude. Like this one dude, I remember he always bombed, so I put him on my show anyways, and he actually did really well. So I gave him I gave him the light, and he did 10 minutes. He gets up, yo man, shit man, 3 minutes? I said, what do you mean 3 minutes? Man, I did 3. I said, no, you did 10. No, he said, dude, when you actually do well, it actually feels really short. Just so you know.
Oh, good point.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
When you're rocking, like, oh my god, what? That was 30 minutes? Holy shit, I felt like 10. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, really? I said, yeah, dude. And it was all on tape and everything. Like, none of that shit. None of that shit was recorded. And I was so fucking pissed, dude.
Damn.
But that was a good show, though. We had a lot of celebrities on that one, too. They would always come out on Mondays.
What's the scene like today now? You know, like the younger comics and the people you're seeing right now?
I mean, because I'm in it right now with them. I feel like the comedy is starting to get back to what it used to be. Like, for a minute there, it was an alternative comedy that we're pushing for the longest time, and it's just trash. You know, it's like everybody was Stephen Wright. You know what I mean? And
everybody had a sweater and bad hair.
Bad hair. Yeah, exactly. And
Stephen Wright's funny.
But Stephen Wright's funny, though.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
I wouldn't call him alt comic.
Yeah, but that style-ish.
Like, just calm.
Like the calm.
Oh, the deadpan.
Deadpan. Everybody was like, I'm excited to be here, as you can tell. Everybody's doing that.
And prolific.
Everybody's trying to be Byron Bowers.
But now I feel like it's starting to get back to where they want to see you as a person. You know what I mean? Like the fans want to see Felipe Esparza. They want to see Rodrigo. They don't want to see fucking Felipe and say, dude, he's a great writer. You know, who gives a fuck about that?
I know, it's true, but nowadays, like, people want to know, they want to, like, know more about you. Like, that's why when we do this podcast, people love the personality behind them, you know.
Yeah,
It's like what Joe Diaz told me one time. Let me tell you, man. Don't worry about them other guys doing the stuff, you know, because they're never gonna be better than one. You gotta be better than. Don't worry about. Try to be better than those guys, you know, because they're never gonna be better than you.
At being you.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of comedians, but there's only one Zapata.
Yeah.
You gotta be the best Zapata ever, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Versus like, man, I got a great joke. You know, like, oh, fuck.
People want a real shit, bro. They want to know. They want to go up and say, yeah, man. I remember the first time I smoked weed, it was me and my dad. I was wearing a towel. People want to know that shit, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid to talk personal stuff. How, Rodrigo?
They don't want to let it out, dog. They want to be cool.
They don't want to come out and say, I'm actually gay and I have a fake boyfriend. They don't come out and say stuff like that.
But that might work now, though. You know what I mean?
I think it will. Because I think with social media and stuff, people feel like they get to know celebrities. Like there's this level of access that they didn't have before.
And like Kevin Hart's doing it right now. Yeah. He's freaking putting his whole life on video, on Instagram. The other day, him and his son were doing the mittens, boxing. Like, you know what I mean? He's just stuff that you would be like, oh, okay, but people like that shit. They want to see.
I mean, before people want to tell people they're a father.
I don't got no kids, dog.
Yeah, right.
You have kids, though?
I got two now, bro.
So you're married?
No.
No? You live with her?
We live together, though.
How long have you been living together?
3 years now.
Damn.
So you had two kids in a 3-year period?
Yeah.
Damn.
We just banged them out quick.
That's it? You get tighter tubes or what?
I mean, you know what? She wants to have a third one. I'm like, what?
Yo,
I don't want no third one. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I don't want to have three. Two's enough.
Don't have three.
No, two's enough.
It will be a train.
I want to. I want to get like right now. What, my son's 2 years, 9 months. My daughter's what, a year and 2 months. So yeah,
they're twins.
Yeah, I'm in the. Irish I'm, twins. I'm in the. I'm almost there, but I'm in that moment. You know, you have to.
They're little.
Watch
how old are they?
Every,
three.
He's almost three in March, and she's just turned two in October. I'm
they're
sorry,
grow
one
up together
October.
At least.
They're gonna grow up together, but fuck right now, dude. You're like, oh my god,
it's
they
exhausting.
Get into.
What
exhausting.
Does that mean?
They get into every fucking thing. You have to, like, you know, don't touch that. Come over here. Da, da, da. Okay. You know what I mean?
I know. Like, you can't hit them on the forehead like you do dogs with a fucking newspaper.
4 more years, they can start smoking weed, dog. No,
hell yeah.
He's almost there. I'm going to smoke him out when he's 7. Yeah, right? No. I would never do that shit.
You when you were 7, I was high.
I would never do
it's
that.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah, you know, I got to keep the tradition going.
You're some Louis 13,
bro. Oh, my God. No playing outside, dog.
Like, what did dad say about their grandkids? Bring them over, have a joint.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just roll one up.
Yeah, you roll one up. Hey, it's all right, dude. This is my grandkids. That's my and dude. When I remember
Smudge
when
up and smoke.
When I was little, his friends would be like, "Hey, your kids are there." Yeah, they're my kids. It's all right, dude. Like, no, you don't want to smoke. We're inhaling. And I used to never believe in secondhand smoking or contact high. I never believe in that because I never got contact high from like as an adult.
I never have either, dude.
Yeah. It's been debunked.
Yeah, but yeah. I look at pictures when I was a kid. They're always like this. My eyes were always closed. I guess I was high all the time.
Got little eyes, dog.
I know, right? Oh shit. Yeah, dude. Fuck it.
So what? What you got going, man? Are you working on doing a special or
starting
a podcast or
actually,
something?
Well, check it out. I actually got an album I'm putting out. It's going to be in iTunes very soon, in the next few days. It's called...
Let us know if we find it.
If the Bob Shoe Fits, that's what it's called.
If the Bob Shoe Fits...
Yeah, wear it, okay? Yeah, the Bob Shoe Fits. And it's about it's a 30-minute set.
Your name is Robert Zapata.
Yeah, Robert Zapata.
Bob Shoe?
Yeah, a.k.a. Bob Shoe. And so freaking, it'll be on iTunes, Spotify.
Johnny Walls
here.
He knows this guy, this musician named Ivan Paredes, and he calls himself Johnny Walls.
John is really?
He's a musician. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Should I call myself Bob Shue from now on?
No.
That's a horrible name, dog.
Yeah.
You should just go by Zapata by itself.
You should just call a special Zapatista, bro.
Zapatista.
Yeah. Little mustache right there, right? And shit.
Just a big mustache, huh?
Yeah, bro.
All right. So I got that coming out soon, and then
you should start a podcast, bro. Just call it Zapata Podcast. Everybody just go just based on Zapata.
I do think. Actually. It's so funny that a podcast. So like I used to do a podcast like 10, 12 years ago.
You and Willie, right?
Lie. No, like fucking me and my buddy Tony from Tony Mont. He's not even
Tony.
Comedian. Yeah, he's
Broham.
Broham.
He's not even a comedian, right?
Yeah, Broham. Hey, he took one with Linnell.
Remember we did that show over
yes!
there in Burbank.
Him
with Cisco.
Yeah,
and I started bagging on him. He got all mad.
Remember? Yeah, remember we said that. Yeah,
because I thought that voice was an act. I'm like, come
me
on,
too.
Dog, cut
it's
the
a
shit
total
already.
Act.
Yeah, and then he got
24/7.
Mad.
Yeah, because I did your radio station.
Yeah, remember that shit? So yeah, then now it's like popular now. It's weird, crazy. Back then it wasn't popular.
No, now it is.
Now it is.
So well, how is Tony Montana?
He's good. He's good, dude. He's, you know, he's his back is giving out on him though, dude.
What the fuck's he doing, dude?
Dude, he's
too much Linnell.
Too much lifting, homie. Oh,
you gotta lift me up, baby. If you don't have sex,
did Tony Montana start off in radio anywhere?
He used to do like that old radio station back on by Channel 5. Remember that was one that was
KRLA.
It was like Channel. Remember the old Channel 5 station right there on Sunset? It was there was a little radio spot right there. It was like dingy. It was, and he used to do it there, like way back in the day.
And with the same voice,
I think so. And he used to do like, hey, Tony Montana, hey, Pato Loco. Like, he would go back and forth. Remember that?
Dude, many voices.
I remember when I did a show with, remember I was all fucked up at the Jim Pompa taping in downtown LA?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then you showed up with Broham.
Yeah.
Well, I call him Broham because he always says Broham. And I told Lisa, look at Lisa, Broham's here. Lisa was all fucked up, Broham.
Yeah,
but then I realized it was him. Because you said something about some
you called him bro or something, and then he said bro, ham bro to the dance or whatever. Bro.
No, we were smoking weed in an ice house.
He didn't make any sense, the words he was saying together. I was like, what is this guy talking? We always called him bro ham. I didn't even know his real name.
That's hilarious. His name is Tony. That's hilarious. Well, his real name is Jose, but he goes by Tony.
Bro ham, bro.
His name is only bro ham.
So what happened to the radio station or the podcast?
They shut it down there. You know what I mean? And now they relocated somewhere else. So now he has his own podcast set up at his house now. You know what I mean? He has this basically like set up like this. So he's going to start doing it. And, you know, I'm going to start doing a podcast again, but I got to find a spot where I know it could be central where people would actually show up. You know what I mean? Not at my house. I mean, I guess I can, but.
You just got to walk around with a recorder and just do it somewhere quietly somewhere.
I think you could do it before your show. And I would call it Zapata. After your show.
Zapata. Yeah. Because that is your name. I would just call it Zapata Podcast.
I would just do it before or after your shows. Or I always thought it would be good to have like a parking lot podcast, you know, for
everybody
comics where everybody congregates in the parking lot anyway and chit chats. But
in the back.
And then you could just like have a mic between, you know, either have a couple mics or one central mic that you can kind of put on the car or whatever.
Yeah, I have the Zoom H4N, one of those Zoom thingies, one thing I say about comedy is, like, no matter how famous you get, you always still park by the dumpster. You notice that? Every fucking comedy, park in the back, by, especially in, like, Ontario, fucking stinks right there.
Oh, my God, that's a brutal fucking compact dumpster.
Yeah, right by the trash compactor.
Right by the fucking trash compactor.
And then juice is on the bottom, dude.
Yeah, the garbage juice. It's so gross. Dude. Slippery and greasy.
I step on that juice.
Yeah,
nasty. Hey, do you smoke in the green room, huh?
No, outside.
Outside.
Oh, really?
Occasionally, you've done it, like, on the last day.
The last day, not during the show. Stinks too much.
Because I remember one time I went with one of your shows, you were in the green room smoking. I was like, holy shit, man, I wish I could fucking do that.
Sell out 8 shows, Doc.
Oh, you know, I got to sell out. Hey, Doc.
Sell out 8 shows, Doc.
50,000, Doc. One day.
What'd you do, Doc?
Yeah, man, so... You gotta find yourself and also do the podcast with somebody that knows a lot of computer skills.
I know you need your guy.
You need a guy that wants to be in the podcast.
Or a lady.
Yeah, or a lady. Get a little Lisayette or a Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
And also, man, I will try to get as much podcasts as much as you can. Like maybe this podcast, and then George Perez stories, and then Martin Moreno podcast. And then by the time you do the fourth podcast, I would have your podcast already ready to rock. Because now you've got my listeners. You got George Perez listeners. You got Martin Moreno listeners. So now, by that time, you have a podcast ready to rock because people want to listen to more.
Yeah.
Hold on to like 5 or so.
Yeah, 5. I would record
five at first.
I
said record 5, okay, and then release them. Got it.
Slowly release them. So that you have buffer time in case you miss a week or something.
Yeah. I want to start a podcast with just your dad, bro.
Yeah, you should have your dad on.
Well, that's a mean story.
It's kind of the Zapata podcast with 2 Zapatas. Yeah. 2 shoes don't fit.
Or have some segment where your dad. I always wanted to have your dad on every once in a while to do like a weather report because you always talked about how you wanted to be a weatherman, you know. But just have your dad like step in with one thing, you know, that you go to him for every time.
Yeah,
you know?
For like
music,
advice some music
or music tip or review of some sort of new music.
Child
video.
Care.
He doesn't like new music. That's the only problem.
But that'd be funny though.
He would trash
get
it.
His review of all that stuff.
It's not music. They don't even play instruments. It's all digital. Like, well, that's what it is nowadays.
Pro Tools, Doc.
Yeah, I know.
What's up, fool? What's up, man? You got a Young Man podcast?
Yeah, episode's up. So check it out. Go to my Instagram, links on bio.
Who do you have this week?
Alfred Robles, Doc.
The Return.
What?
The Return, yeah, man.
Part 2?
Whoa.
Yeah, Doc.
That was your road dog for a while there.
Alfred
Robles
lips.
You guys used to roll together all the time. Remember that?
Yeah, man.
Throw up together, bro. Yeah.
Did you guys grow up together?
Throw up together. This is Alfred Robles' face, bro.
You have to watch the YouTube version.
You
have
to watch the lip.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Gabriel slashing prices. He only taking only Alfred now, huh?
I guess what's his name was over there, Rick Gutierrez.
Yeah, man. I couldn't get no gigs.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man. How about Martin, bro?
I think he went to Mexico with those fools.
There you go.
That was it. And if, I'll be at the Brea Improv January 16th.
Oh, you really?
I'll see people. Yeah, man.
And your show when?
Ontario, January 16th.
January 16th. Go check out Zapata in your room.
Bray Improv. January 16th.
Same day? January 16th.
Tuesday, yeah, man.
Zapata versus Rodrigo Torres. You'll be in Brea?
I'm going to be Ontario.
Ontario Mills Mall. People, check him out. If you want to go blaze with Zapata, just meet him over there by that stinky dumpster.
Yeah, come see me. I'll blaze you out.
Yeah, man.
What's, are your tickets for sale?
Yeah, the ticket. I have.
How much are they?
They're $10.
Come on, people.
$10.
Fucking $10.
Yeah.
If you guys should be there, man. Stop asking for fucking free tickets.
I have a promo code. Okay, Bob Shue. If you guys type in the promo code, it'll save you some money.
One word, Bob Shue.
Bob Shue, one word.
I don't know, man. People are going to like that Bob Shue. I have a problem with Bob Shue. You have a middle name?
Yeah.
Bob Sneaker.
What is it? What's your fucking middle name?
Ladislado.
Okay, your new fucking name is Lawrence, bro.
Where are you from? Quintana Roo?
What? Say it again?
Ontario Improv.
No, fuck that. Your middle name.
Oh, Ladislado.
Yeah, I've never heard that name before, dog.
It's Slavic. It's actually Slavic. It's
whoa.
From Spain. Is that fucking crazy?
So you're mixed.
My grandmother was Basque. My dad's mom was Basque.
Can explain the little size.
What, Basque people short?
Yeah, a little short. Little.
I think in general.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, fool, they are small. Yeah.
They're sheep.
Real Bascos are like small and they're thick.
Yeah, my uncle's like that.
Yeah, and they have like big little heads.
Yeah, he's thick.
For centuries they resisted the Spanish, dog. So
they still do, bro.
Yeah, they're still resilient people.
Those fools are wanting to get their independence right now,
yeah,
bro,
dog,
from Spain.
They're still into that shit.
Did you know there's a big Basque community in Bakersfield?
Yeah, there is.
There was a lot of dairy farms back there. There were a bunch of dairy farmers.
And also,
then they all moved out here.
And they're what are those things? They're butchers too.
Butchers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
So there's another job you could do, bro. Butcher.
You already got the hat.
Yeah, bro. You know.
Bob Butch.
Hey, Bob Butch.
Right now he's passing out newspapers, bro.
Newsies.
What's up, fool? We got Bobby Shue here. Bobby Shumash.
Hell yeah, from Montebello to the Valley.
Lisa Esparza, Aaron in the Wheel of Steel. Rodrigo Toy right here with the Yeah Mans.
Yeah, man.
And what's up, fool? This weekend, you know where we at. Don't forget, man, ZipRecruiters. If you want to hire somebody or start a business, go through ZipRecruiters.com and use ZipRecruiters/fool, and they won't even charge you. Other than that, man, Happy New Year, man, for all our friends. We don't know the words to the song for Old Lang Syne. All right.